As we begin Mishnah Hey, I wanted to take a quick look back at Mishnah Bey's Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Mishyarei Knesset HaGdola, made the following statement: Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Al HaTorah V'Al Avodah V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. Shimon HaTzadik understood that the pyramid upon which the world stands is Torah study, Avodah, Tfilah, service of Hashem, and Gemilas Chasadim. At the time, we mentioned that in the first Mishnah, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdola made the statement that there are three items that are critical in order to appreciate, and that is Misunim Badin, that a person should be conscientious and thoughtful when judging, making a judgment, is compared to Gemilas Chasadim. You have to look at your friend, be careful, conscientious, and thoughtful in terms of judging. Ha'emidu Talmidim Harbei was compared to the Torah section of Shimon HaTzadik, and Asu Siag LaTorah, as the Medrash Shmuel pointed out, was reflecting what Shimon HaTzadik understood as establishing avoda, that we always have to create boundaries and borders in the establishment of avoda and service Hashem. Thus, in the first and second Mishnayos, we see very clearly that Shlosha Dvarim are really the key: Torah, avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, Misunim Badin, Hamidu Talmidim Harbei, and Asu Siag LaTorah. Thus, the first and second Mishnayos tightly fit with these three foundations. Interestingly enough, the Medrash Shmuel points out that in the third, the fourth, and the fifth Mishnah, each of the individuals mentioned also point out a specific one of those three categories. In the third Mishnah, Antignosh Isocho noted, Al tiu ka'avadim ha'mishamshem esarav almanas l'kabel pras, Elo havu ka'avadim ha'mishamshem esarav shelo almanas l'kabel pras. One's service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be lishma, and not shelo lishma. A person should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Antignosh Isocho's statement mirrors avoda of Shimon HaTzadik, as well as Asu Siag LaTorah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. In the fourth Mishnah, Yossi ben Yoeser stressed, Beischa beis vad lachachamim, have a misavik b'afraglehem, have a shosa b'tzamas divrem, stressing the importance, the primacy, the thirst of Torah study. And of course, Yossi ben Yoeser is paralleling what Shimon HaTzadik taught us about Torah being the pyramid of most importance. Now, in the Mishnah which we will learn today, the fifth Mishnah, it's very clear that Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, when he makes the statement, Ye beischa pasuach lervacha, a person's home should be open wide, V'yu aniyim b'nei beischa, and an individual should make aniyim, paupers and needy individuals, household members, it's certain that Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim is paraphrasing, paralleling what the Mishnah referred to as Gemilus Chasadim. So therefore, in the first five Mishnayos, we have very clearly seen the trilogy: Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim being the prime focus of the Meseches, and certainly in the first Mishnah, Misunim Badin is Gemilas Chasadim, Hamidu Talmidim Harbei is Torah, Asu Siag LaTorah is Avoda, and therefore Mishnayos Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, we see each of the individual Tanoim, each of the Zugos, stressing one of those three. But as our Mishnah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Aleph discusses Gemilas Chasadim, I'd like to take a moment to discuss the specifics here in this Mishnah, and that's the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, as we see very clearly, ye beischa pasuach lervacha, that one's home should be open wide, v'aniyim b'nei beischa, and paupers should be as if they are members of your family. I'll note to you a comment of the Medrash Shmuel, who reads the Mishnah differently. Ye beischa pasuach lervacha, he says, your home should be so open, so wide, even if you aniyim b'nei beischa, even if it's going to cause aniyim in your own household. Meaning, if your financial focus is so much on the paupers and so much on opening your home, it's possible that family members may have had enough. And therefore, the extreme notion of achnasas orachim is so powerful and is so critical that even if it's going to cause aniyim b'nei beischa, even if your own household members are not going to have what they need, and even if maybe you won't leave behind the Yerusha for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but pasuach lervacha, your home should be so open wide that even if it's going to cause anios for your b'nei beischa. I'd like to share with you, of course, who we always consider the ultimate machnis oreach, Avram Avinu, who is the Amor HaChesed, and in Parshas Vayera, in the dialogue that Avram Avinu has with the three malachim who have come to his home to take care of him and to look after him, to be mevaker chole after Avram Avinu is receiving his bris milah, Avram Avinu turns to the malachim and says the following things: Vayomer Adonai im no matzasi chein beinecha al nasa avor me'al abdecha. Avram Avinu turns to Adonai, Rashi, quoting the Gemara Maseches Shavuos, understands that it's understood that Adonai means God. So therefore, Avram turns to God and says, hold on a moment, God. Don't leave, God. Just bear with me for a moment. I need to tend to my guests. I need to tend to the three malachim who are here. The Netziv in his Sefer Emek Dover on the Chumash notes here on this Rashi and questions, how could it be that Avraham Avinu could talk to God? How could he tell God, just a moment, God, let me deal with these three waywards, these three people who are stranded, these strangers. I need to take care of them. I need to look after them. How could the Avraham Avinu look at God and tell God to wait? Listen to what the Netziv says. The Netziv explains there's only one thing greater than being with God, and that's being like God. And here, Avraham Avinu had the opportunity to be like God by inviting the strangers into his home, by taking care of them, by feeding them, by clothing them, by washing their feet, by making them comfortable, giving them a place to rest. And thus, Avraham Avinu said, yes, it's one thing to be with God and to be in the presence of the Shekhinah and to have such a deep and meaningful relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Avas Hashem of that moment that Avraham Avinu had was so extraordinary. But nonetheless, there's something even greater. Mahu chanun afatotia. So therefore, in the Teshio Day, the ability to be like God would have the ability to override being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me conclude with a story that speaks to Avraham Avinu and that speaks to this mission of the Chafetz Chaim. The famed Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, the author of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, has a lot to say when it comes to the halachas of Hachnasas Orchim. By the way, the halachas of Hachnasas Orchim are not organized and codified in Shulchan Aruch, which is a sugya and a discussion in and of itself. My son says I have to keep the podcast under 10 minutes, so I can't share that with you at the moment. But nonetheless, let's understand something from the following story. The Chafetz Chaim had a very open home, and he lived and he breathed Hachnasas Orchim. And one of the famed mashgichim of post-war Europe's name was Reb Leib Chassman. And Reb Leib Chassman was the mashgiach in Yeshivas Chevron when it was still in Chevron proper in the city. And before the war, and when he was still living in Europe, Reb Leib Chassman was the Rav of a city of Stuchin. And it happened to be that one Shabbos he was in Radin, and he had the opportunity to spend the Friday night meal, the Friday night Shabbos Uda, with the Chafetz Chaim. And he noticed something out of the ordinary. And when the Chafetz Chaim started his meal, he made Kiddush, and they started the Suda, first course, second course. And Reb Leib Chassman noted the Chafetz Chaim, the ultimate Baal Halacha, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, didn't sing Shalom Aleichem like all Klal Yisrael. The entire Jewish world sits down, states, and says Shalom Aleichem, followed by making Kiddush. Reb Leib Chassman was very troubled and was curious to him, why did the Chafetz Chaim not sing Shalom Aleichem? Toward the end of the meal, Reb Leib Chassman, and the story is found in the Sefer Tnuas HaMusar by Reb Dov Katz, also in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim HaIshu Pa'olo by Reb Moshe Yosha, the student of the Chafetz Chaim. And Reb Leib Chassman asked the Chafetz Chaim, why is it, Rebbe, that you didn't sing Shalom Aleichem like all of the Jewish people? So Chafetz Chaim responded as follows, and listen to what he said. When I return home Friday night, I return home with two groups, the Malachim, the holy angels, and my guests. And I have two options. I could sing Shalom Aleichem and greet the angels of God, or I can take care of my guests immediately. I know that my guests, my Orchim, are hungry, and I know that the Malachim aren't hungry. Therefore, I made a decision that the Malachim can wait, and I'll deal with them later in the meal, and I'll sing Shalom Aleichem to them later. But right now, what comes first are my guests. They're hungry. They may have not eaten all week. And therefore, my obligation was first to my guests, and only later would I sing Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim. So just like Avraham Avinu put aside a Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to take care of his guests, so too the Chafetz Chaim put aside the Malachim in order to take care of his guests. And that's what this mission is teaching us when it says, Yei beischa pasuach lervach, our home should be open wide. We should be proactive and not reactive. We should always be inviting, looking for guests, waiting and pining, inviting, calling, looking out for people. And that's the third part of our premiered Gmilus Chasadim. May we all be zochet to fulfill this mitzvah to its rightful way.